The Diary of Solomon Woolman, September 15, 1917 to July 4, 1918, published by the Case Lockwood Brainerd Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Left September 15, 1917 at 5:30 a.m., up all night, passed through Hartford about 9:30, arrived at White River Junction 11 p.m., got coffee and sandwiches. September 16th, people at Newport, Vermont gave us a royal greeting. Arrived at Montreal 12 p.m., slept in train all night and next morning until 7 a.m. September 17th, got aboard SS Canada, pulled out at about 11:30 a.m., helped to load up the ship. September 18th, we had very bad weather and most of the boys were seasick. We went on guard for the first time out of the States. September 19th, sighted Halifax about 3 p.m., saw the hospital ship Britannica, was run ashore by a German captain who was hanged later. The bow of the ship was on a huge rock and the stern was deep in the water. About 475 people were killed when the ship was run ashore. Arrived in Halifax about 5 p.m. September 20th. Set sail September 21st at 5:30 p.m. with one British cruiser and 14 other transports loaded with Americans and New Zealanders. Our cruiser carried 4 3-inch guns, and we carried 1 6-inch gun to protect us until we met our convoy. September 21st. No land to be sighted and more boys getting sick. I wasn't feeling too well myself. Every time I went below, I felt as if I were going to be seasick. September 22nd. Everything up till now is fine and no mishaps. September 23rd. We had some sports on board the ship, which consisted of boxing, tug-of-wars, and other sports. The field hospital won all the points. We had orders that no lights were to be seen on deck after sunset. September 24th. We all went around with our life belts on and had fire drill every day. September 25th. We are in the danger zone. All lights out. All portholes closed. Lights only in the lower deck. September 26th. We were assigned to lifeboats and had drills twice a day at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. September 27th. When we got up this morning, we found USA and British convoy with us, consisting of 18 torpedo destroyers and submarine chasers. Everyone felt relieved when we sighted our convoys. September 28th. Nothing new today but boat drill. September 29th. The same as yesterday. September 30th. We are getting poor food and all the boys are getting sore because they want better food. October 1st. We had final sports which consisted of boxing, cockfighting, sack races, and so forth. The cruiser had target practice and everyone was excited when they fired and first shot. They thought they were firing at a submarine. October 2nd. Arrived at Liverpool at 5 a.m. On guard again all night and saw the city. It looked good to us as it was the first bit of land we had seen since we left Halifax. Left the ship about 8 a.m. and boarded trains about 11 a.m. with no chance of seeing the center of the city. We pulled out of Liverpool at about 11:30 a.m. We saw girls working in the flower factories and other shops. We passed through several cities. At Birmingham, we got off the train and had some coffee with no sugar in it. October 3rd. We passed through London but didn't stop. All along the road, people were waving at us and wishing us luck. As we passed through England, we saw girls working in overalls in shops and shoveling coal on coal cars. Very few men were seen. We arrived at Southampton, England at about 10:30 p.m. and marched through the streets about 5 miles to the rest camp. All the streets were in utter darkness. You could see a lamp post here and there that would send a glim light. It was fixed so that it threw light on the ground. That was done to protect the city from airplane attacks. We stayed in the camp overnight. Next morning we got up and washed for the first time since we left the ship. We had our first real breakfast also. We went downtown in the afternoon and had a fine time. It started to rain, so we jumped on a trolley car and went back to camp. They have lady conductors on the cars, and the fare is 2 cents. October 4th. It rained all night. When we woke up, we found it had stopped, and it was nice and bright outside. Went downtown again. When we came back, they told us not to leave again, as they thought we would leave camp in the afternoon. We left camp at 2:30 p.m. and marched through the city. The people cheered us as we went by. We went down to the pier and got on a boat and hung around till 7 p.m. Then we left for somewhere in France. The ship we took was the fastest boat in the English service. The boat rocked so much we couldn't sleep. We had to keep our life belts on because it is a very dangerous trip across the English Channel. We arrived in Havre, France at 6 a.m. October 5th. We had no supper and a very late breakfast. October 5th. We got off the boat at about 8 a.m. It was raining. And we put our packs on our back and started off in the rain for some rest camp in France. In the camp, we met French and English soldiers, and they told us some of their adventures. While we were here, 3 Red Cross trains full of wounded soldiers passed by, and they waved to us. It was pitiful to see one fellow wave with the stump of his arm. At 12 midnight, we left camp. We saw some German prisoners who smiled at us. We then boarded a train and left Havre. It was a very peculiar train, the compartments of which only hold 8 persons apiece. In the States, at the movies, you would see trains like these. We rode all night. October 6th. We rode all the next day, stopping only at a few villages to stretch our weary legs. Slept on the train again all night. October 7th. When we awoke in the morning, we could see the Eiffel Tower, which is the largest in the world. We went through Paris, arriving at Neufchâteau at 10 a.m. and stopped for almost a half hour to rest again. We started off and were about 1 mile out of Neufchâteau when the train uncoupled. The rest kept going right on and we were left behind. About half hour later, they came back and picked us up. We then proceeded to Certelieu, arriving there just before noon. We were without anything to eat until 8 p.m. that night, slept on the floor in the barracks for the first time. October 8th. The first day in camp, we went around and picked grapes and apples, which took almost all day. Had breakfast at 9 a.m. and supper at 6 p.m. No dinner that day. Went to the village and bought chocolates for the first time since we left the States. Next morning, we got up and ate breakfast at the usual time for the first time since we left the boat. After breakfast, we went out and carried stones all day on our shoulders to help build a walk. It's raining now, and we are full of mud. Went to bed at 6 p.m. October 10th. Got up at 6 a.m., helped to bring in our beds and set them up. Brought in straw, and each fellow took his share and put it in his sack. We then carried more stones for the walk. Went to bed at 7 p.m. October 11th. Got up at the usual time and started our same detail, carrying stones and digging around the barracks. The captains, 2 lieutenants, and 1 sergeant from each company left today with 2 majors to go to the front so just to give us instructions when they return. October 12th. More detail. The officers, sergeant, and majors left for the front at 5 a.m. October 13th. It rained all day, and most of the boys are disgusted with so much mud around. We heard shots at a distance, and some airplanes came over our camp. They were doing patrol duty over all American camps. October 14th. We were all disgusted with the food. We get stew for dinner and stew for supper with hard tack. An American officer gave us a lecture at the YMCA. He'd been in the trenches, and he gave us a little dope. Some of the things he told us were very discouraging, but the boys all took it with a smile. October 15th. First drill since we left Yale Field. We hiked about 3 or 4 miles before noon, then came home and had stew for dinner. It rained all afternoon, so we didn't go out to drill. Pershing and Joffre at Neufchâteau, 5 miles from the camp. Some of the boys who were in town saw them and shook hands with them. General Traub of Pershing's staff inspected the camp. War correspondent gave us a lecture at the YMCA. The last and best thing he told us was he talked with the paymaster and said we were going to get paid between the 19th and the 23rd. October 16th. Dull in the morning until noon. In the afternoon, French airplanes came flying over our camp and did some aerial stunts. October 17th. Brigadier General Traub gave us a lecture. Subject was Liberty Bonds. Asked us all to buy as many as we could. He also told us we would be in the trenches by early spring. We had a hard drill this morning. October 18th. Drill in the morning and Liberty Bond sale, so we had a half a holiday. I bought 1 Liberty Bond. It rained all night and some of the boys got wet as our barracks leak. October 19th. It rained all day, so this was a very dull day. October 20th. They claimed it Liberty Loan Day, so we wouldn't have any drill. Went to a nearby village and got apples. October 21st. Went to Neufchâteau and had a fine time. Left for camp on the 8 o'clock train. Cost 2 cents on the train. Before we left, all lights went out as they said a German aeroplane was heading this way. October 22nd. Drill in the morning and another hike about 3 miles. In the afternoon, Lieutenant Colonel Lamb gave us a long lecture about acting like gentlemen and upholding the honor of the USA. October 23rd. We drilled all day in the rain. Rained 10 minutes, stopped, rained again in about an hour, and so on, keeping it up all day. The 101 supply train of Massachusetts encamped near us this morning. October 24th. I worked in the kitchen all day. I think that it is fine chopping wood, washing dishes, and carrying water all day until 8 p.m. October 25th. It was a happy day for the boys. It was our first payday and no drill. It rained most all day. We went to a nearby village and had a fine time. October 26th. We worked on detail all day, digging around our barracks so the water would run down in the stream nearby. One of our boys died of pneumonia, which he got from the mud around here. It rained all that day and night, too. October 28th. When we awoke in the morning, we found it had turned into their first snowstorm of the year. October 29th. I worked in the kitchen again. We had stew for dinner and supper. The boys went wild because they didn't get any bread. October 30th. We all went on detail down to the railroad station and helped unload train loads of wood. After unloading all day, they made us carry a log on our shoulder back to camp. October 31st. We went on detail all day in the rain, laying a walk through the mud. November 1st. Holiday for the French, but not for us. Still doing work down at the depot unloading supplies and wood. November 2nd. We went to the depot and carried wood on our shoulders all day back up to camp. At night we played cards until 11 o'clock, the latest I have gone to bed since we came over here. We had stew for the 18th time. November 3rd. We went on guard. I went on again. We had cake for the first time, and they sure did charge us $1 a cake, which cost only 20 cents back in the States. November 4th. We had inspection in the morning, and after inspection we ate dinner. Then we went down to the village about 3 miles from here and met some of the boys from the 1st Battalion who I knew. We had a fine time up there. I went to bed early because I was tired. November 5th. I didn't do a thing all morning. After dinner, I went on detail and helped them dig in front of our barracks to let some water run out. We had a little excitement for the first time in camp. The band came down from Landerville and played for us. We had stew again for supper. Airplane went over here this afternoon. There were French going on a scouting expedition. November 6th. Got up at 6 a.m. and had stew and beans for breakfast. Then fell out for detail, went down to the depot, and started to move cars up and down the tracks for about 2 hours. Then began to unpack carloads of oats, hay, etc. Went back for dinner and had potatoes, steak, bread, and coffee, which we considered a good meal. Went back on detail and dug rocks from an old quarry. After working hard all afternoon, went back to camp and got more stew for supper. Went out that night and had a fine time in the village. November 7th. Woke up at 7. Went to work in the kitchen washing dishes and carrying water all day. We had Hamburg steak for breakfast and steak, potatoes, hardtack, and coffee for dinner. For supper, we had hash, coffee, bread, and butter. Went to bed at 7 p.m. Saw a French troop train leave for the front. They went by here about 10 p.m. November 8th. Had stew for breakfast and hung around until 9 a.m. Then we went out to drill and had a hike. Came home at 11:20 a.m. Had dinner. Went on detail carrying wood until 2 p.m. Then I helped chop some wood for our stove we have in the barracks and had stew for supper. Then the boys had a fine time. When they were told they were going to get some Bull Durham tobacco, they lined up at 5:30 p.m. By the time we all got our tobacco, it was 7 p.m. It was one of the happiest days since payday. November 9th. Got up at 6 and had breakfast. Went out to drill at 7 a.m. and we had some drill. It rained all the time we were drilling. We were shown the French style of trench warfare. After a hard morning drill, we had a very poor dinner, which consisted of hardtack and a piece of cheese. After dinner, we hiked back to camp and they gave us our new trench hats, which weigh about 5 pounds. We cleaned our guns to get ready for inspection, which took most of the afternoon. Then we had a retreat. After retreat, they told us to fall in the mess house after supper as they were going to tell us about the gas masks they use in the trenches. They sure are some masks. November 10th. Got up at 6 a.m., had breakfast, hung around till 9:30, went on detail down to the depot, working for a French lieutenant, helping him straighten out some lumber he had laying around. Went back at 11 a.m., had dinner, and went back to work until 3 when we were through for the day. After that, we had inspection, then supper. We got 3 good meals for the first time since we've been here. Got orders not to eat any more in our barracks. I hung around for the fire until 9 p.m., then went to bed. It was raining hard outside. After going to bed, I fell asleep. About 10:30, in came a fellow who was drunk, and he sure did make some noise. He woke us all up, and he had a fight with one of the sergeants, who gave him a nice blue eye. November 11th. Had breakfast and hung around until 8 a.m., then went on detail till 9:30, when I started to wash some clothes, but had to stop on account of dinner. After dinner, I got a pass and went to Neufchâteau and had a fine time. We saw all kinds of soldiers, heard a French band concert, and saw some German prisoners just before we boarded a train for camp. November 12th. Got up at 6 a.m. and had a good breakfast, after which we went out to drill with some French soldiers until 10:30, then hiked through the mud until we came back to camp for dinner. After dinner, we went back through the mud to drill grounds, which are a big hill about a mile long without a stop. When we were on top, we rested for 15 minutes and then started to drill in the French style. You certainly do a lot of running around. After drilling until 3:15, they let us go back and we walked through the mud again. Arriving at camp, we fell out for retreat and then had stew for supper, after which I hung around the stove until 9 o'clock and then went to bed. November 13th. Woke up as usual and had breakfast at 6:25. After breakfast, we started out to drill, but ended up in a sham battle between the first and second combined, and the third and fourth, which was called a draw by the judges. Then we hiked back to camp and had dinner. Dinner over, we went back to the drill grounds and had our first practice in throwing bombs until 3:30, when we went back to the camp and had stew for supper. After supper, we went to school, where officers spoke on how to drill a squad and told the corporals about studying the book so they can keep their squads if they don't flunk on their examinations next week. After school, we played cards until 10 o'clock. November 14th. Got up at 6 a.m. and found that I'd caught cold during the night. After breakfast, I learned that I was going on guard, so I cleaned up and walked post from 10 till 12, then had stew for dinner. After mess, I went back to the guardhouse and found that my post was taken off. Then they put me on a very lonesome post down by the supplies. I went on at 4 p.m. and was relieved at 7:20 p.m., 1 hour and 20 minutes over my regular time. November 15th. After doing guard duty all day yesterday and last night without any sleep, about 4:30 this morning I woke the cooks up and they started to prepare breakfast for the supply gang of men, which consists of auto truck drivers and helpers. The cooks gave me some pancakes, was relieved from guard at 10 a.m. and went out to drill at 12 noon, learning some new skirmishes for the French warfare. After drilling all afternoon, we came back to camp and had some fine beans for supper. After mess, we went to school, where the lieutenant talked about the school of the soldier, how to take care of yourself in the trenches, and some other stuff which didn't amount to much. Went to bed at 6:30, because I was tired. November 16th. Had beans for breakfast and hung around till 8:30 a.m. and went over to the hospital to take care of my sore throat. The doctor sprayed my throat with some iodine and gave me some pills to take every 3 hours. After getting back from the infirmary, I went to drill with some other boys, and we got up to the drill ground. We had a lecture from General Edwards on a subject about the trenches and army discipline. He told us that in the trenches, the mud is waist-deep, yet the soldiers just smile and don't complain. We complained when we were working in the mud up to our shoe tops for about 2 weeks. After the lecture, we went back to camp and had dinner, after which we went to drill and learned some new skirmishes from the French. November 17th. Got up as usual, had breakfast, and hung around till 8:30, then cleaned my gun until 9. At 9, they made us go out and drill, and believe me, we were sure mad when they made us go out. We came back at 10:30 and had dinner at 11:20. After dinner, I went down to the YMCA and wrote some letters. Went out to drill at 2 p.m. We came back at 3:30 and had retreat, then supper, and after supper, I wrote a couple of letters and went to bed at 9:30. November 18th. Had beans for breakfast and hung around until 8:30 and went out on detail to Landeville, helping to carry supplies back to camp. I got a new hat, and believe me, I needed one. After detail, we had dinner, and then we were given leave to go and visit some of the rest of the regiment. Two other boys and myself walked about 7 miles to the 2nd Battalion to see some of our friends. We spent all afternoon over with the boys and talked about our trip across. They told us they stayed in New York for 5 weeks after they left New Haven. We started back to camp about 2:45 and arrived about 3:50 when we found they had changed the time for retreat from 4 to 4:30 p.m. We had stew for supper. November 19th. Had breakfast at 6:20 and didn't do anything until 8:15. We went out to drill with our officers for the first time in 6 weeks. We had a little drilling and then went back to dinner. After dinner, we fell out for drill again, and we sure did have some drill. We shot some real hand grenades and an automatic rifle, and believe me, it sure does make noise and throw dirt and rocks in your face if you don't get behind the trenches and lie down close to the ground. After a hard afternoon's drill, we came back to camp and got beef stew for supper. November 20th. Got up at 6 and had breakfast at 6:30. We went out on a hike and were told before we went to fill up our canteens with water. After filling them up, the corporals were given 2 cans of corned beef and 4 packages of hardtack for 8 men. We started out at 8 o'clock and hiked until 9:30. Arriving at our destination, we started to dig trenches, continuing until 11:30 when we stopped to eat our dinner. After dinner, we went back to digging trenches again until 3:15 and then hiked back to camp. We had the best supper since we were in camp. You talk about the WOPs digging in the city. We were digging in worse grounds than the city streets. The place we dug was all full of rock. When this war is over, I will never join another army as long as I live, if I have the say. November 21st. Had breakfast at 6:15 and didn't go on detail until 8:30 when we went down to the depot in the rain to help unload 3 carloads of shoes which had just come in. We finished at 11:30, then came back for dinner, after which we were told to prepare for inspection. But we all got stung. Instead of inspection, they made us go out and drill in the rain. After we got back, we had to clean our guns as they were all wet. We were then told to form a line and given some velvet tobacco and sweet chaparral cigarettes. Supper tonight consisted of beans, mashed potatoes, coffee, and bread. November 22nd. Got up at 6:10 and went down to a breakfast of rice, bread, and coffee without any milk or sugar. We were then told that we were going on guard and were ordered to have a clean shave and clean up our uniforms, which were all mud from yesterday. The guard was called at 8 a.m. The post I had didn't have to go on until 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. the next morning. November 23rd. Relieved from guard at 8 a.m., I went right to bed after breakfast because I was tired from not having had any sleep last night. Got up at 11:30 to have dinner, then went back to bed and slept all afternoon while the rest of the company was out drilling. When the company came back, the top sergeant told one of his boys that he wanted to see me and four other fellas. He told us to go down to the kitchen and work there for a couple of hours, carrying water and doing other work. November 24th. Woke up at 6 a.m., had breakfast at 6:20, and hung around till 9 o'clock when we had inspection. My gun was a little dirty, so I was put on detail, digging ditches for the water to run off with some other fellas. We finished digging about 4 o'clock, and then we were kept busy carrying boxes of food for the company until 5:30. After that, we got through and I went to bed. The fellas started throwing leggings, shoes, wood, and pails around at one another, just for fun. November 25th. Woke up at 6 a.m. and had breakfast at 6:20. We didn't do anything all day, just hung around the stove because it was raining. The only times I went out were for breakfast, reveille, retreat, supper, and dinner. While we were sitting around the stove, one of our boys was down at the base hospital for a couple of days on account of his ear, told us that the Kaiser died at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, November 24th, 1917. All the boys were glad. November 26th. Got up at 6:15 and went right down to work in the kitchen. I helped to give out the morning breakfast to the boys and then peeled onions and potatoes until 4:30, dried dishes until 6:30, and then was through for the day. While I was working in the kitchen, we had some tables put in and we got some new guns for the company. November 27th. Woke at 6 o'clock. Had beans for breakfast. We did nothing until 12:45 because it was snowing all morning. We fell out for drill and got to the drill grounds around 1:30. It was then raining and snowing. While we were drilling, four or five boys from the company and I were injured while throwing bombs. When we finished drilling at 3 p.m., our guns were covered with ice and we had to clean them when we got back because they would rust if not dried. After working on the guns for about an hour, we fell out for retreat and then got them wet again as it was raining. After retreat, we sat down at a table for the first time since we left the boat and got stew for supper. November 28th. Got up at 6 o'clock. Had stew for breakfast. After breakfast, they told us to fill our canteens with water as we were going out to dig trenches for the day. When we got up in the quarry, where we were to dig the trenches, the sergeant told me to go back and watch the guns and other stuff so no one would steal anything. The boys were working hard when the bugle blew for dinner, which consisted of hardtack, corned beef, and coffee. After dinner, instead of going back to work for the afternoon, the officers told the boys to bring back their tools and get ready to go back to camp. We got about halfway back when we started to go down a hill to get to the road, as the other way was all mud up to your shoe tops. While going down this steep hill, some of the boys slid down in the mud. November 29th. Woke up at 6 o'clock. Had hash, hardtack, and coffee. After breakfast, they told us that there would be no detail today. I hung around until 9 a.m., then went over to see the 2nd and 3rd Battalion play a game of football. The game was a tie, neither side having scored, although the 2nd had a stronger team than the 3rd. After the game, the colonel told us to form a circle and we would have a little boxing. They put on 5 bouts of 2-minute rounds and 3 rounds each. After the boxing, we went down to have dinner and found that it would not be served until 2 o'clock. We had 2 settings, 1 at 2 and 1 at 3. I went to eat with the 2nd, and we had turkey, pie, cranberry jam, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, hamburger steak, bread, buns, and coffee. After dinner, I stood around the stove until 4 o'clock, when about 4:45, we were put on a detail carrying wood for the kitchen. After we got through with the detail, I went to bed. November 30th. Had bacon for breakfast and went on detail carrying boards up a hill near our barracks, where they are putting up some new barracks. We were kept at this all morning and until 2:30 in the afternoon. I then hung around until 4 o'clock and was sent with another fellow up to the guardhouse to go on duty as they put on a new post on account of the measles, which have broken out in camp. We are in quarantine until after the measles. I went on at 6 p.m. and stood post until 8:15 and then was relieved and went back to the barracks and signed the payroll. After I signed the payroll, I went to bed, and at about 9 o'clock a fellow came in and told me that my post was taken off. Believe me, I was sure happy. December 1st. Got up at 6:20 and went down to the mess hall and had beans for breakfast, then hung around till 9:20 when the company went out to drill, drilling about 3/4 an hour. The rest of the morning, we ran relay races, broad jumping, and built a pyramid. Then we went back to have dinner, after which we were examined to see if any more fellows had the measles. After the examination, I stood around the fire until after supper, and then went on detail carrying wood for about an hour. December 2nd. Woke up at 6 and had bacon for breakfast. After breakfast, we didn't do anything all day. We couldn't even go over to see some of our friends in the battalion on account of being in quarantine from the measles. Went to bed at 7:30. December 3rd. Woke up at 6 and found that it was cold and there was snow on the ground. We had beans, bread, and coffee for breakfast, then went out to drill and played some games to keep us warm. We came back to dinner and I got a bum dinner, which was consists of hardtack, coffee, and hamburg steak. I got about one half of a hamburger and showed it to the top sergeant, and he told the mess sergeant, and after a quarrel, he gave me a couple of hamburger steaks. We went out to drill again in the afternoon and played some games for about an hour and a half, and then we drilled for the rest of the afternoon. After we got back, we had stew, bread, and coffee for supper, and poor stew at that. Got socks after supper. December 4th. Got up at 6:15 and went to work in the kitchen washing dishes and serving out stuff to eat. I got a couple of letters and a nice box of Hershey chocolate from the States, and believe me, I was happy when I got the Hershey's. December 5th. Had rice for breakfast and then hung around the stove all morning because it was cold when we got up. After dinner, we went out and drilled until 3:15, then came back and had beef stew for supper. December 6th. Had beans for breakfast, and after breakfast went out and drilled about 2 hours, then played games to keep warm for the rest of the morning. We came back and had a fine dinner from our new mess sergeant, who was appointed yesterday. We drilled hard all afternoon and were inspected by Colonel Lamb. Came back and had stew for supper. December 7th. Got up at 6 and had bacon for breakfast, then went out to drill until 10:10, when we were told to sling our guns across our shoulders. After we slung our guns, we went into the woods and carried some wood back on our shoulders. After we got back to the barracks, we had dinner, then went out and drilled all afternoon. After drill, we were given beef stew for supper, and after supper, they gave us a new blanket. December 8th. Woke up at 6 and had biscuits and coffee for breakfast, hung around till 10, then went out and detailed until dinner. After dinner, I went on detail digging a hole for the kitchen and filling in one which they were through with. We finished about 3 o'clock and hung around till supper, then went to bed. December 9th. Got up at 6:15 and went down to the kitchen and worked carrying water all day. After I finished, I couldn't go back to my barracks on account of it being in quarantine from 9 in the morning for spinal meningitis. December 10th. Woke up at 6 and I had breakfast and hung around all morning. In the afternoon, I went back to my own barracks and went out to drill with my platoon. December 11th. Got up at 6:10 and went down to Company 1 and had breakfast with them and fell out to drill all alone. Came back for dinner and had inspection at 11 o'clock. After dinner, we went out alone until 2:30. Then the captain came over and told us to go and drill with Company 1. We had skirmishes and then went back and had supper with Company 1. We got some new socks tonight. December 12th. Woke up at 6 and went out to drill all morning. Came back for inspection at 11 and had dinner at 12:30. We started out to drill in the afternoon, but were called back before we started because they told us we were going to get paid. We were sure a happy crowd until 6:30 when they told us our lieutenant had our pay and we wouldn't get paid until the morning. December 13th. Got up at 6 and had breakfast, after which we went out and drilled until 11 o'clock, and then came back for inspection. After inspection, we received our pay and had dinner. In the afternoon, we had a little skirmish which lasted all afternoon. We captured all of Company 1's men. December 14th. Got up at 6 and had breakfast, drilled all morning, came back for dinner, went to drill all afternoon, and came back and had stew for supper. We're getting poor food now on account of no supplies. December 15th. Woke up at 6 and had bacon for breakfast. No drill on account of inspection. After cleaning our guns all morning, we didn't have any inspection. December 16th. Woke at 6 and had breakfast. Nothing doing all day. Went to bed at 8:30 p.m. and was asleep until 10:40. Then we had a little excitement. The fire call blew and everybody in the regiment had to get out of bed and found out that it was a false alarm. December 17th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast. We hung around until 9:10 and then went out to drill in the snow until dinner. After dinner, we went out to drill again all afternoon. We had a skirmish with Companies L and M against Companies I and K, which ended in a draw. It snowed all day. December 18th. Woke up at 6 and had bacon for breakfast. After breakfast, went out to drill, but it was too cold, so we took a hike, came back for dinner, and had stew. After dinner, went out and had a little skirmish with two other companies, and it came out a draw. On December 19th, woke up at 7:30 and fell out to drill all morning. Came back and had stew for dinner, and believe me, it was sure rotten stew for a dinner. Went out to have another skirmish, and we captured the enemy, came back and had bread, carrots, and coffee for supper. December 20th. Woke up at 6 and had a bum breakfast consisting of rice, bread, and coffee. Then went out to drill all morning. Came back for dinner and had a bum dinner. Went out to drill all afternoon. Came back and had another bum supper. Went to bed at 8 o'clock. December 21st. Woke up at 6 and had bacon, bread, and coffee for breakfast. Drilled all morning and came back for dinner. After dinner, went out and had a little skirmish by ourselves. Went through some brush that took us 2 hours to walk about 1 mile. Came back and had stew for supper. December 22nd. Woke at 7:15 and missed my breakfast. After breakfast, we went out on a hike. We started out at 8:10 and got to our destination about 10:10. We were walking uphill most of the way. After we got there, we went through some bayonet and rifle practice for about 2 hours. I shot my rifle for the first time since I received it and didn't make any hits out of the 5 shots. After shooting, we got our dinner and stood around until 1:50. Then we started back for camp, arriving at 3:30. We came back quicker than we went because it was mostly downgrade. Went to bed at 6:30, being very tired. December 23rd. Woke up at 6 and didn't have any breakfast until 9:30 because Company I refused to feed us because of the quarantine being lifted. So we had to wait until our company cooked our breakfast. After breakfast, we hung around until after dinner. Then I took a walk over to see some of the boys in the other battalions who I hadn't seen for about 3 weeks. Came back at 4:10 and had supper. Went to bed at 9 o'clock. December 24th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast, then cleaned up and went on guard for the first time since we were quarantined. About 12:30, a squad of aeroplanes flew over our village, which consisted of 28 machines. It is starting to snow outside now and is getting very windy. December 25th. Went to bed at 6 a.m. and didn't get up until 12:30. Nothing doing for a Christmas in camp. We had a fine dinner today, about the same as Thanksgiving. It snowed all day and we have about 6 inches now. If it keeps up, we won't have to drill tomorrow. Went to bed at 7:30. December 26th. Woke up at 7:15 and went out to drill in the snow, and we are all mad because it is snowing out now. We have about 1 foot of snow, and I hope it snows until it gets 6 feet deep. After dinner, we had a little skirmish in the snow, and we had to lie down in it. It stopped snowing in the afternoon. Came back and had stew for supper. December 27th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast. Went out and had a little skirmish, which lasted until dinner. After dinner, went out and had more skirmishing. Came back and had stew for supper. December 28th. Woke up at 6 and had bacon and coffee for breakfast. After breakfast, went on detail in the snow and the rest of the company on guard for 48 hours. We worked all morning down at the depot, moving cars and unloading them. After dinner, went back to detail until 2:30, then came back and tried out our new gas masks and rolled one heavy blanket to get ready to go to the trenches for 24 hours. We started out at 8:45 p.m. and got there at 11:10 and went into the trenches at about 11:45. I was taken sick at 12:20 a.m. and had to be taken home in a Red Cross ambulance. Got in the machine about 1 a.m. and arrived at camp at 1:30. Went to bed right away. December 29th. Went over to the hospital and the doctor marked me quarters, so I have my meals brought over to me. December 30th. Went to see the doctor again and he marked me the same, so I stayed in bed all day after seeing the doctor. December 31st. Went over to see the doctor again and he marked me the same. Company went out to the range to have target practice and a little practice to learn how to put on our new English gas mask. January 1st, 1918. Went over to the doctor today and he marked me duty, but there was no drill today, so I hung around the barracks and went to bed at 8:30. After sleeping for a while, I heard some noise and I woke up and found out that there was a fight going on in the barracks. The sergeant was a little drunk, and when some of the boys came in late, just as they stepped in the door, the sergeant gave them each a nice blue eye. One fella got two. January 2nd. Woke up at 6 for the first time since I took sick. Had breakfast, after which we went out to drill all morning in the snow. Came up to our hips in some places. Came back and had dinner. Went out to carry stones for the outline of some trenches, which we expect to dig in a few days. Came back at 3:10 and got back to camp when they told us to go back and finish the job. We sure were some mad crowd when they brought us back. Had stew for dinner and water and potatoes for supper. January 3rd. Woke up at 6 and had beans for breakfast, after which I went on detail to get a load of wood. We only got 2 loads, one in the afternoon and one in the morning. January 4th. Had breakfast at 6:20 and went out to drill at 8:15. Up on the hill where we outlined the trenches a couple of days ago. I went on guard in the trenches until 12:30 and then went in the dugout until time to go back. Got back at 3:20 and had stew for supper. Went to bed at 8:30. January 5th. Woke up at 6 and had bacon for breakfast. Worked all morning cleaning my gun and had inspection. My gun didn't pass, so I had to work on it all afternoon. January 6th. Woke up at 6 and hung around till 3:30 p.m., then went on guard and went out at 12:10 a.m. and it started to rain. January 7th. Had about 4 hours sleep and then went on again in the rain and wind for 2 hours and sure did get wet through and through. Was relieved from guard at 2 p.m. and went to bed. Woke up at 4:30 and went down to get supper, which was stew. That makes 5 nights straight we have had stew for supper. After supper, I went to bed. Got rubber boots today. January 8th. Woke up at 6 and found out it turned into snow, which continued all day. We went out to drill all morning in the snow and threw bombs for a half hour in the afternoon. At night, we went over to Landerville to see the boys in Company B, who came back from a month's work down south. January 9th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast. The tailor took my overcoat to have it cut a little shorter so I didn't go out to drill. I helped to build a new latrine, it taking all morning. Got our coats and went out to drill in the afternoon. We didn't do any drilling, just stood in the snow until 3:45, then came back and had stew for supper. Had gas instruction. January 10th. Woke up and found about 18 inches of snow on the ground, but that didn't stop us from drilling. We had another maneuver which lasted all day. Had a bacon sandwich for dinner and a good supper. They gave us all a pair of moccasins after supper. January 11th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast and found that it was raining, so we put on our rubber boots and slickers and went out to drill all day. We found a fairly good dinner waiting for us up on the hill. January 12th. Woke up at 6 and had biscuits and coffee for breakfast, after which I cleaned my gun to get ready for inspection. After inspection, we went out to drill until dinner. After dinner, we had instruction in our gas masks, which lasted a half hour. When we took them off, there sure were some relief. January 13th. Woke up at 7:30 and missed breakfast. As it was raining and snowing outside, hung around until after dinner, after which I went over to see some of my friends. Were with them all afternoon. Came back and had stew for supper, then went to bed at 8:30. January 14th. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, then inspection until 9:20 when we went out to drill. At 11:45, came back and had dinner, after which I went over to the infirmary and took a jab for typhoid and was vaccinated. Hung around until after supper. Went to bed at 9:30. January 15th. Woke up at 7, and it sure was raining hard outside. Had bacon for breakfast, hung around the stove until dinner, and hung around all afternoon until supper. We had boiled onions for supper. January 16th. Woke up at 7:10 and had bacon for breakfast, drilled all morning, came back for dinner, went out for about 30 minutes when it started to rain so hard we came back and had a lecture and put up a latrine, which the wind blew down. Went to bed at 8:10. January 17th. Woke up at 5:45 because somebody said they'd heard first call. Had breakfast, then went out to the range and had target practice until dinner. After dinner, went to the range, and 11 other fellows and myself went after the ammunition. It started to rain just as we were coming back, and it's still raining now. We just got some shovels and picks to carry. January 18th. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, then went to drill with our new packs on, and had a little skirmish. Before we started out, our captain told us of a new manual of arms that we will learn. It is the manual of arms in 27 counts. We started to climb up Hill 241 at 9:30 and didn't get up to the top until 11:40. Then recall blew and we came back for dinner, after which I went over to the infirmary and took another inoculation. After that, I hung around until the company came back from drill. January 19th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast, after which I helped clean up the barracks for inspection and helped to make a couple of brooms. The company all went out on detail, but I didn't have to go on account of my arm, which hurt me from the day before. Sure was a happy crowd that night when we got paid off. The band was up and played for us, and first time since Thanksgiving. Had stew for dinner and supper. Was kept awake until 11:20 on account of some of the boys getting drunk. January 20th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast, then cleaned up because we were told passes would be issued at 8:45 to go away for the day. We were all mad because we didn't get our passes until 11:35. Then we started to walk to Chantenois. We didn't want to wait for a train as it didn't leave until 2:45. We got there at 1:45 and looked around the town for a restaurant, but couldn't find any. They were only open from 5 to 8 p.m. So we bought some stuff we needed, then we stopped at a little store and ate 5 cans of sardines apiece, which cost us 1 franc apiece. At 5:30, went into a place where they sell stuff, and while in there, the boys bought some drinks. We took the train out of there at 6:13, glad to get out of the place as we were disgusted with it. January 21st. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, and went out to drill with our packs on, and got a lecture from our new colonel telling us it would be in the trenches within 10 days. All the boys sure did cheer. After the lecture, we started out on a problem to capture Landeville. It took all morning to capture it by lying in the mud and water. Had dinner at 12:30, then came back to camp and had an inspection. Went to bed at 11:30 as I was playing cards. January 22nd. Woke up at 7:45, not feeling very well, so went over to the infirmary and took some medicine and pills, then went down to the kitchen to work all morning. I swept the floor and cleaned the tables. In the afternoon, I peeled potatoes until supper. After supper, I cleared the tables and brought some wood into the kitchen. January 23rd. Woke up at 6. After breakfast, I went down to the depot on detail, carrying bales of straw and unloading bags of flour from the freight cars. We were also moving cars. January 24th. Woke up at 6 and went down to the kitchen to work, cleaning up the mess hall and doing other work around the kitchen all morning. After dinner, I went over to the infirmary and took my last inoculation, that I know of, came back and hung around the barracks until mess. At 7:15, we had an airplane raid and told to put out all the lights. At 7:30, we went down to the mess hall where we held a company show, which cheered us up while the raid was going on. After the show, we had a feed and went to bed at 10:30. After I got in bed, a fellow who was drunk started a fight with one of the boys. January 25th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast, after which I cleaned the barracks, because I couldn't go out to drill on account of my arm. While we were hanging around Company L, Sergeant came down and took 18 of us up to see the Sergeant Major as he thought we were stalling. After we got up there, a lieutenant came over and told us all to go back to our barracks after we told him why we were up there. After dinner, I cleaned up the barracks and then hung around the barracks until 8:30 when I went to bed. January 26th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast, after which we went out to the range and practiced all morning. I shot my Springfield and a rifle grenade and smoke bombs. In the afternoon, I started out to the gas chamber and stood around until 2:45 without going in the chamber. I had to go back on account of being on guard at 3:45 and got a post, which came off at 10 p.m. So I slept all night and went on post again from 6 to 8 the next morning. January 27th. Came off post at 8:15 and went down to eat breakfast, after which I went down and took out a $10,000 policy. Went to the guardhouse at 10 and came back for dinner at 11:30. After dinner, I went on post from 12 to 2. Was relieved at 2 and went back to the barracks. January 28th. Woke up at 6 and was told that I was room orderly, so I cleaned up the barracks and wrote some letters. After dinner, I cleaned the barracks again and was done for the day. January 29th. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast, then went out and drilled all morning. After dinner, we went out to solve a problem which took until 5 o'clock. Had stew for supper from our field kitchen because of the other kitchen they put in the storehouse until we come back from the trenches. We expect to go in within a week. January 30th. Woke up at 6. After breakfast, we put on our packs and went out to solve another problem which lasted all morning. After dinner, went in the gas chamber, which took all afternoon. Had bean stew for supper. Went to bed at 8:45. January 31st. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, then went on detail to the depot to unload and move cars around all morning. After dinner, went down and unloaded a couple of cars, then went over to the commissary and helped to move around supplies until 3:20. Came back and got mustered in for pay and found that I was made a first-class private. We started to sign the payroll before supper, but just before I got there, they stopped. We had a show up in the YMCA, but I didn't go. I went to bed instead. February 1st. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast, then went out and drilled all morning. Then went out after dinner and drilled until 2:45 when we came back and signed the payroll. February 2nd. Woke up at 6 and had breakfast. Drilled all morning. In the afternoon, I had inspection and went out with our gas mask on for a half hour, and it sure was tiresome. Got paid at 11:45 p.m. February 3rd. Woke up at 6. Waited around after breakfast until 11:50 to get a pass for the last time until we come back from the trenches. The top sergeant took me off guard and gave me a pass. February 4th. Woke up at 7 and went to work in the kitchen all day. I helped to peel potatoes for 2 hours and didn't have anything to do for the rest of the day. Went to bed at 9:45. February 5th. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, then got our stuff together to get ready for inspection as we expected to leave tomorrow morning. In the afternoon, got a lecture from our colonel, which sure was interesting. February 6th. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, then hung around all day. February 7th. Just the same as yesterday. February 8th. Woke up at 6, had breakfast. After breakfast, got ready to move, and at 7:30 started out to hike for Chantonneau's, which is about 8 miles. Arrived at 12:20, and it sure was some hike. Got on the train after dinner and pulled out at 2:30. Rode all day in boxcars. We had 48 men in our car, and we couldn't sleep because it was too crowded to move. We got coffee at 11:20 p.m., and then 8 of us moved to another car. February 9th. Woke up at 5:20. It was raining, but it stopped about 8:30. Then we opened up the doors. When we stopped, I went in the other car and got rations for all of us. We got off at 10:20,
stood around the depot until after dinner, when we hiked to a village about 5 miles. We found the place all shot. Slept in barracks for tonight. February 10th. Woke at 7:45, had breakfast, then went up to see some trenches and barbed wire entanglement. Went up further and found a cave in which you could put a whole army. It took us all morning to explore only one part of the cave, and it was a very interesting thing to see. After dinner, we hiked about 5 miles nearer to the firing line and reached our destination in about 3 hours. Slept in barracks. February 11th. Woke up at 6:30 and had breakfast. Drilled all morning and went over to see some villages, which were all shot to pieces. We went into a church, which was all in ruins. On the hill, we could see the dugouts where the French people lived. February 12th. Woke at 6:30, had breakfast, after which we went through a barbed wire entanglement, going through some German trenches. Then we drilled for a while. We saw some aeroplanes fighting and saw one drop, which was a German. Later, a German plane came over and set fire to an observation balloon. They got the plane at 4:30 p.m. February 13th. Woke up at 6:30, had breakfast, after which went down to wash. We had to walk about a half mile when we want to wash. Went out to drill, but came back at 9:20 because it started to rain. No drill all day. Went downtown and bought stuff. Went to bed at 9:10. February 14th. Woke up at 6:30. We didn't drill today. Went over to the valley to see the ruins from the river. In the afternoon, we all had to take a bath. Nothing doing for the rest of the day. February 15th. Woke up at 6:30, had breakfast, went out to drill and came back for dinner. Had inspection, during which there was an aeroplane fight between one French and 5 German machines right over our heads. We all ran into dugouts and in some trenches nearby. Later, the Germans bombarded our place, but no one was hurt as the bombs didn't land near us. The anti-aircraft guns brought down one of the German planes. February 16th. Woke up at 6:30, had breakfast, and went out to drill and saw some planes battle. Came back at 11 and had no drill in the afternoon. Washed some clothes and made pancakes after supper. All lights out at 18 p.m. on account of air raids. We are now going by French time. February 17th. Woke up at 6:30 and had breakfast. Went in guard at 17. Washed clothes all morning. Nothing doing until 17 when I took my post.
Saw a French plane bring down a German. Some of the fellows thought it was a little way off, but found out when they got there that it was about 5 miles away.
February 18th. Woke up at 5 a.m. and went on guard duty until 9, then was relieved and built a dugout. Went out to drill in the afternoon, slept in the dugout for the first time. Air raid about 19. Nothing damaged. February 19th. Woke up at 3:40 a.m. and was told to roll our packs, after which we marched around for about 20 minutes, and then we were ordered back until further orders to move up into the trenches. We didn't go. Made pancakes and cleaned my gun in the afternoon.
February 20th. Woke up at 5:45, had breakfast, then went out to drill all day. We had a maneuver with airplanes taking pictures of us in the first line trenches. Air raids all night.
February 21st. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, then went on detail to some villages about 3 miles from where we were encamped, fixing roads and tearing down ruined buildings. For dinner, we had one slice of bread and jam. Another air raid tonight, and one of the bombs fell near us, shaking the whole barracks. February 22nd. Woke up at 6:30, had breakfast, no drill all day. Received mail this afternoon and had a little instruction in first aid work. Made pancakes all afternoon. February 23rd. Woke up at 7:45, had prunes for breakfast. Went out to drill all morning. In the afternoon, took a bath and boiled some clothes. February 24th. Woke up at 7:45, had breakfast, after which I boiled some more clothes, then washed them. Made more pancakes. Went down to see some French movies at night. They have their machines in back of the curtain. Went to bed at 6:30. February 25th. Woke up at 6 and went over to work in the kitchen, carrying water all day. We had turkey for supper. Went to bed at 7:15. February 26th. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, then went on detail, digging trenches all morning. In the afternoon, we put up barbed wire entanglements. Company L left for the trenches today. At night, we went down to hear a band concert by the 101st Band. February 27th. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, went on detail, digging trenches and repairing barbed wire entanglement. February 28th. Woke up at 6, had breakfast, after which we rolled our packs and got ready to go up in the front line trenches. Started late at night and got there after a couple of hours hike in the mud.
March 1st. Woke up at 5:30 and stood until 6:30. Had breakfast at 7.
Lots of detail, but I didn't go on any. March 2nd, woke up early this morning and went on detail. March 3rd, same thing. March 4th, same detail today. March 5th, left dugouts to go to the frontline trenches. Hiked over no man's land and fell in shell holes. Got all covered with mud from head to foot. Went on guard. March 6th, woke up at 5 and stood until 6:30. Went all day without mess. Nothing to eat from 4:30 p.m. yesterday until tonight at 9:30. March 7th, stood from 5 until 6:30, got breakfast, went on detail to get eats at 5:30 p.m. Got back and had dinner at 8:30 p.m. and supper at 12 p.m. March 8th, the same as yesterday. Got word that we were going to get out of the trenches tonight. Rolled our packs and were relieved at 6:30 p.m. by the French. After hiking for 5 hours, we got to our camp and were all cuckooed. March 9th. Woke up at 10:30, had breakfast for the first time since yesterday morning at 6 a.m. March 10th. Woke up at 8:30, missed breakfast, but got some bread. Had inspection for crumbs and sore feet. Nothing doing today. March 11th. Woke up at 8:30, had breakfast, went over to have crumbs inspection. All company crumbs. March 12th. Woke up at 6:30, had breakfast, and went on guard. March 13th. Took bath and washed underwear. Drilled for the first time since we went into the trenches. March 14th. Woke up at 9:30, had breakfast. It was rumored that we would leave for the front to go back into the trenches tonight. Left at 7:25 for the trenches, walked 5 miles, and arrived in the line at 9:45 p.m. March 15th. Woke up at 5, stood to, went out to dig trenches until 10 a.m. Came in and had dinner, then went to bed until supper. After supper, the YMCA gave out apples and trusted us. March 16th. Woke up at 5, stood to, went out to dig trenches. Was out about 30 minutes and had to come in on account of heavy firing. Came in for about a half hour and then went out to finish our detail, which was about 9 o'clock when we came in again. Nothing doing until 18:30, then we put on our gas masks. No sleep all night because we had to sleep with our masks in the alert position. March 17th. Woke up at 2:30 a.m. on account of gas. Put our masks on for an hour. Went to bed and woke at 3 p.m. and stood to. Nothing doing until 24:30. Went on detail down to the first line to lead men back to the hospital who were gassed. They couldn't see, so we had to lead them. It took us until 2:15 before we got back to our cave. There were 2 officers and 5 privates from our company, and 1 officer, all cooks and top sergeant, mechanics, and 40 privates in Company M, 6 men in the machine gun. 2nd platoon went in first line to take Company M's place. March 18th. Stood at 5 today, nothing doing all day. We got word that we were going to be relieved tomorrow night, on guard. March 19th. On guard in the morning. Went on detail. Left trenches at 6:45 a.m., got to valet at 9, loaded up wagons all day until 16, and then had mess and went to Chasmy Woods for the night. Slept in lieutenant's dugout. March 20th. Woke up at 10:30, went over to join the company at 11:50, got paid and went to town. Slept in barracks. March 21st. Woke up at 3:30, had breakfast in the kitchen. Left at 5 a.m. to entrain at Brienne. We left at 9 and got there at 11:15. Pulled out at 13:30 for our rest camp. Had dinner before we started. March 22nd. Slept in boxcars all night. Got off train at 6:40 a.m. at Brienne-le-Château. Hiked to Marville. Slept in billets. On guard. March 23rd. Nothing doing all day. March 24th. Woke up at 7, had breakfast. Started to hike at 9 o'clock and hiked until 13, then got billeted in Neuilly. Had dinner at 14:30, nothing doing for the rest of the day. March 25th, woke up at 6:30 and packed up. Hiked for 4.5 hours and got billeted in Nonocourt. Slept in a nice bed for the first time since we left the USA. March 26th, got back and told we were going to leave at 7:30. We hiked 5.5 hours to Poisons, and we sure were tired when we got there. Slept again in a nice bed and had supper. March 27th. Got back to camp at 6:30 in the morning and left at 7:30. We hiked to Brichonville, which took us 6.5 hours. Nothing doing the rest of the day. March 28th. Inspection this morning. Nothing doing the rest of the day. March 29th. 1st Battalion left. We leave in a couple of days. March 30th. Nothing doing today. New musket. J.D. was shot by Corporal P.N.L. March 31st. Mustered in today. Packed our blue bags today and signed payroll. April 1st. Up all night loading trucks and getting ready to move. Company left early in the morning by truck. We left a couple of hours ahead of the company with the baggage. I rode the kitchen and nearly got killed. Stopped at L'Ifol de la Grande for 4 hours. The company passed us there. 12. April 2nd. Slept on trucks all night. While sleeping in the truck, an ambulance came along and smashed a field kitchen. We had to take it off and leave it beside the road. Got to camp at 10:30 in the morning and unloaded the trucks. Had mess and went to bed. 4 hours killed. April 3rd. Woke up at 10 and had mess. Built a fire and hung around until after mess and then got new gas masks. We all had to get in our dugouts on account of heavy firing in town. April 4th. Woke up at 9, had breakfast. Nothing doing all day. On guard. April 5th. Nothing doing all day. April 6th. Woke up at 2:30 a.m. on account of gas. Cleaning up billets. April 7th. Woke up at 3:30 a.m. on account of gas. Got ready to move out tonight. Moved out at 21. Got to trenches at 24. Walked in mud and water up to our knees. April 8th. On guard. Rained all day. Fixed dugout. April 9th. Rained all day. April 10th. Rained this morning. Sun came out this afternoon, and we got our feet dry for the first time since we left billet. Big barrage by Germans, and I got my first smell of gas. April 11th. The first good day we had this week. April 12th. Went on tour to outpost. Got mud up past my knees. Got more gas. April 13th. Was relieved at 23:30. The Germans started a big barrage and a heavy gas attack, which lasted over 2 hours. April 14th. Slept all morning, then went on guard, which is steady. April 15th. On guard. Went over to the YMCA in another village. April 16th to the 20th. On guard. Left for reserve at night. April 21st. Got to bed at 2:30 a.m. Had a heavy gas attack and was bombarded, which lasted 3 hours. Went back to the trenches on account of heavy losses. April 22nd. No sleep for 48 hours. April 23rd. 2 hours sleep today. April 24th. 2 hours sleep today. April 25th. Was relieved at 3:45. Went on detail all afternoon. April 26th. Nothing doing all day. Payday. April 27th. Nothing doing all day. On guard. April 28th. On guard. Left for trenches tonight. Didn't go. April 29th. Nothing doing today. Went on detail at night. Walked in mud and no digging. April 30th. On guard all day. May 1st. On guard. May 2nd. On guard until 19:30. Moved out at 21:10. Reached our camp at 2:30 a.m. May 3rd. Nothing doing all day. May 4th. Drilled for the first time in 2 months. May 5th. Drilled all morning. Up to see quarries in afternoon. May 6th. Sick all day. May 7th. Drilled all morning. Swam and played ball in the afternoon. May 8th. Rain all morning. 1 hour drill in the afternoon. May 9th. Detail all day fixing barbed wire and reserve lines. May 10th. Drilled all morning and for an hour this afternoon. May 11th. Drilled 1 hour this morning and played ball this afternoon. Had a show tonight. May 12th. Went over to Joyeux for the day. May 13th. Packed up this morning and left Vertuzzi for Mandres at 16:30. Arrived at Mandres at 20. Will sleep here tonight. May 14th. Left for trenches at 21:30. May 15th. Relieved by the 3rd Battalion at 22 and slept in a dugout that was built for 10 men. We had 18 in it. May 16th. Carried rations to the front line in broad daylight over the top. May 17th. The same as yesterday. May 18th, the same all day, 2 hours on guard. May 19th, carried rations in the morning, collected salvage in the afternoon. In the evening, took outpost all night. May 20th, our outpost was relieved at 22:30, in support at 24:30. May 21st, nothing all day, on guard at night. May 22nd, on detail digging at night. May 23rd, the same detail because we stole hardtack and corned beef from our reserve ration. May 24th, on detail in afternoon. May 25th, on detail at night. May 26th, same as yesterday. May 27th, the same as yesterday. Left tonight. May 28th, nothing doing today. May 29th, on detail. Got up at 4:30 to get ready. Went up in a little narrow gauge railroad. We We got new clothes and nothing to eat all day until 20, then we got supper. May 30th, on detail all night, big barrage. May 31st, payday. June 1st, nothing doing all day. June 2nd, nothing doing all day, left for trenches at night. June 3rd, nothing doing all day,
stand to all night.
June 4th, same as yesterday. June 5th, same as yesterday, big barrage. June 6th, same as yesterday, no barrage. June 7th, the same as yesterday. June 8th, same as yesterday. June 9th, went out to cover engineers working down the front lines. June 10th, helped to find a couple of batteries. Took all afternoon, went out again at night to cover up engineers. June 11th, went out again to cover up engineers. They finished about 12:30 and then we came in and stood too. We put over a little barrage. Company I made a raid and killed 6 Germans, lost 1 man. June 12th, nothing doing tonight. June 13th, the same as yesterday. June 14th, went over to see a fellow in the machine gun company. We moved out at night. June 15th, nothing doing all day, only cleaning up. We had our blankets sterilized.
The Red Cross gave us smokes and hot chocolate when we came in early this morning. In the afternoon, I went over and got some paper and envelopes from the Red Cross. Band concert tonight.
June 16th, nothing doing all day. We were going to get paid, but the Germans bombarded our place, so we had to get in dugouts, and they stopped giving out any more pay.
June 17th, got paid today. Was going on detail to dig trenches, but a guide did not show up, so it was called off. We were supposed to go out at 19, but we waited until 21, then went back in the barracks. We weren't in the barracks over an hour when a big fight started. All the Italians against a bunch of drunks. It ended up with a private and our platoon leader. The private knocked him out. We were called out on detail at 23:45 and were out until 2:30 in the morning.
June 18th, on detail at night, came in at 1:40 and were told not to take off our shoes and leggings because we were going to send over some gas. Nothing doing all day, no detail tonight. Left for the trenches at 20, arrived at 24, stood all night in a dugout because it was raining, left for places to sleep in the morning at 3:40. June 21st. Nothing doing all day, only stand to at night and putting up wire. June 22nd, nothing doing all day, left for reserve at 19:30. Got to Balloon or Washington Barracks at 21:10, slept in barracks. June 23rd, went over to Romineau, which is a village about 5 kilometers away. June 24th, went to Aaronville and Menal-le-Tour, which is 6 miles away, missed retreat. June 25th, went to Bourg on train, got new clothes and a bath, went up and back on a little narrow gauge railroads. June 26th, saw a fight in Menlin-Atour. June 27th,
nothing doing all day except to leave tonight. Left at 7 and arrived at camp at 23. June 28th,
on guard in the afternoon.
June 29th,
inspection in morning, started out to drill in the afternoon but ended up in a swim. June 30th, nothing doing all day. July 1st. Woke up at 3 a.m., had breakfast, then rolled up and moved out at 6 a.m. Got to Toul at 10:20, had dinner at 10:45, pulled out of Toul in boxcars at 4 and rode all night. Had coffee at 23:30. July 2nd. Car stopped 5 kilometers this side of Paris. We're about to get off when orders were changed and we started for Chateau Thierry. Got off cars at 10:10 a.m., hiked 14 kilometers to rest camp. Had supper at 17:30. Slept in dog tents. July 3rd, revelry at 5:45, went out to drill all day and over to Lisée at night. July 4th, no calls today, went over to Lisée and bought stuff. It is rumored that we go up in the lines tomorrow night. That concludes the diary of Solomon Woolman.